The Cincinnati Comic Expo is at the Duke Energy Center, September 23rd through 25th. It's a weekend of comic book fans and dealers, loads of actors from TV and movies, and dozens of comic artists and writers. We have the administrator of the expo on the line, Matt Bredesteggy, and thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Frank.
So let me ask you, are you a comic book fan yourself?
I am one of those converts now that has been turned because of the success of the television shows and the movies.
So were you like a convention promoter or convention person, and then you became a comic fan?
Actually, the history is Andrew Satterfield, one of my dearest friends, who I've known for, 25, 27 years since we were first grade. He is actually a huge comic book fan. He grew up with comic books. His father introduced him to comic books. And through grade school, Andrew would bring in these comic books and comic book order forms. And that's when I would order a couple if I had enough in my allowance or something like that. And then high school and college, you know, we went our different paths and I somewhat got out of the comic book phase. And then after I came back to Cincinnati, we became friends again, and I had a job with a local television station. I said, look, I know how the media works. If you ever want to do anything, I'll help you out. A few years later, he came up with this idea for a convention, and I said, okay, so I'll help you out. So Andrew is more of the fan, and then I'm the one that comes in with the logistics kind of stuff. We're somewhat of a yin and a yang.
Okay, you mentioned the word logistics, and that immediately popped into my head. The Comic-Con in San Diego every year, which is absolutely massive, huge, complex, with tens of thousands of people showing up. I realize the one here in Cincinnati isn't going to be that big, but still, we've got to be talking about a few thousand people, artists and creators. How do you manage to put all this together and make it work?
With lots of planning. I mean, we're already looking at the 2017 show, so, we haven't even finished the 2016 show yet. We already got to look at next year's show. We have a team of volunteers and a team of people that we use to give assignments to and give responsibilities to. But other than that, it's just a lot of planning, a lot of organization. I work from home, so I'm a stay-at-home husband, so I have the time and the hours to do this. A lot of other people, such as Andrew and David Ray, or other administrators, they have, regular 9-to-5 jobs. So this leaves me the time to handle these kinds of things that need to be done, and just taking notes and making sure everything gets into place.
Okay, so everybody knows about the big convention in San Diego. What can we expect here? I mean, we're going to get to see, movie premieres and, sneak peeks at upcoming TV shows and stuff. What's going to happen at the convention center for those 3 days?
We bring in guests. We bring in guest artists. We bring in celebrity guests that people in this area don't normally get to meet. And they'll be doing photographs and autographs and signings. They'll do panel sessions where they'll take questions and answers, or they'll talk about their career or how they got where they are. We have publishers that come in with new comics or variant comics that have covers that are specifically designed just for the Cincinnati Comic Expo. This year, for example, we have DC artist Jason Favich, who has designed a Harley Quinn cover and a Suicide Squad cover for the new DC comics that are coming out. And these two covers are specifically just designed for the Cincinnati Comic Expo. So our fans can get those just by coming to our show. There's a lot of similarities with that kind of stuff. Then we had the really big names, such as Stan Lee. It's going to be his final Midwest appearance ever. So, and that's one of those things that people normally, they can only get by at some of those bigger shows or San Diego of that sort. We really don't have the connections with the studios to have premiere kind of stuff. So we focus on that aspect. We do try to focus more on the comics and the comic artists.
Well, let me ask you to talk about a little bit of history here. Some 60 years ago, supposedly, if you listen to the people in Congress at the time, comic books were going to ruin this country. They were going to drive the youth of America to absolute ruin. They held congressional hearings on this. And now we're talking that comic books are respectable. In fact, they're responsible for billions of dollars in movies and television, in print and merchandising. Where does the Cincinnati Comic Expo fit into all this?
Wow. the way that I see the Expo is we're a mid-sized show. We're not the small show that we were when we started 7 years ago, where we were a single-day event. And we're not, you know, one of the larger shows. We're not New York. We're not San Diego, that kind of stuff. We're middle America, but, you know, we do have a growing fan base. And with the fan bases of the quick reaches of Columbus and Dayton and Lexington and Louisville, we're trying to pull that in to have a good representation of America and to what people are interested in or what people are looking for. We do look at keeping our event as family friendly. So with a lot of the aspects of either horror or gore or that kind of stuff, we do allow some of those items to an extent. But we do try to keep it kid-friendly. We try to keep it very family-friendly. Our owner, Andrew Satterfield, for example, has 4 kids. So he wants to have something where he can bring his kids down. You know, we want something where we can develop the youth as interested in comics now and then they keep that growing. You talk about how people thought it was such a danger 60 years ago. And, you know, not to say that's one of those generational things where comics were bad or music was bad or, you know, video games were bad. And it's one of those progression kind of things. So even if comics were given a bad rapport back then, you know, things are changing now, whether, you know, especially with the focus on the good guy and, you know, the values there. Probably the biggest example now is the rejuvenation with the Avengers and the Captain America movies. And, you know, seeing the traits and the character, you know, brought out with that and how that is reflecting as a positive role model.
Well, let me ask you, too. You mentioned Stan Lee, who's showing up, and you said this is his final Midwest appearance. Now, I realize the guy is 95 years old, but he's looking pretty good. I mean, if you ask me, the guy could stick around for another 10, 15 years easy. Is this something that he's just saying goodbye to everyone? He's basically planning to cut down on appearances like this?
Yes. Stan is 93. Stan will turn 94 this coming December. His people have been announcing or telling people that after this year, Stan wants to stay focused to shows around his home in California or there on the West Coast. Yes, Stan is very active. Traveling, we understand, is becoming more difficult. And so for the last few years, he's been scaling down. I mean, a couple of years ago, he made his last European trip. Just earlier this month, he made his last visit to Canada. The Cincinnati Comic Expo will be his last visit to the Midwest area. And then in October, he will be in New York for his last time. And then they say, starting in 2017, he probably will just make a few appearances there in Southern California.
Which, of course, is easy when he's doing all the movie appearances, right?
Yes, or wherever they need him for the cameos, yes.
Let me ask you a personal question here. DC or Marvel?
Oh, God. I mean, the Marvel movies, you know, a lot of recognition. They get a lot, but, you know, I'm also a big DC television watcher. I'm, you know, watching The Flash and Arrow and all that kind of stuff. They got some good programming. But if it's one or the other, I got to go with Marvel.
Okay. In fact, we should mention that some of the actors from the DC television shows will be there. One of the actors from the Flash show, from Arrow, and I love this, Lee Merriweather from the 1960s Batman series. That's got to be something.
Yes. So to go along with the celebration of the 50th anniversary of Batman, we have Lee Merriweather. Almost completing our cast trifecta. Last year, we had Adam West and Burt Ward, and the year before that, we had Julie Newmar. So we'll have Lee there this year, and then we have 1966 replica Batmobile. We got the Batcopter there, and the Batcycle will be there. So we'll have our respect there for the 50th anniversary of that.
And I'm sure someone there will be selling the Bat Shark Repellent. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
But listen, thank you very much for being with us and letting us know about the Cincinnati Comic Expo. That's September 23rd, 4th, and 5th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. Stan Lee will be there. Some of the actors from Star Wars, the DC television series. Lots of comics, lots of creators, writers, artists, and lots of fans. Should be a great time.
Excellent.
So thank you very much. We've been speaking with Matt Bredesteggy, who's the administrator of the Cincinnati Comic Expo. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.